Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
And we're back, Catching Time. Here we go. I've got a great question, Rachel.
All right, go for it.
Just so you guys don't know, we don't know the question that we're asking till
Until you ask it.
Yeah. But Rachel, here's the question for our drivers, for our listeners. What makes you feel brave?
Whoa.
Yeah. And we're not talking about the movie with Merida. We're talking about
the actual characteristic
of being brave. So let's define bravery for a second.
Before we
get into this question. It's one of the things I talk about with my boys a lot.
Yeah.
And I think we should be talking about with students, what does it mean to be brave? For me, it's standing in the gap where others aren't, right? Is being willing to do something that others just won't do. It's the way I approach public speaking is it's like people's greatest fear. It takes bravery to step out in front of others. It takes bravery to step into that space where there may be a gap. It's why I love the ministry that I get to do because I think it's a brave thing, right?
Yeah.
To step in front of students and go, hey, I'm going to stand in the gap where you might not be getting to know God or your parent may not understand you and let me step in and be brave. Let me love you in bravery.
So
that's how I define bravery.
Yeah. My mind is blown with that definition.
Something I've thought of, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But
what about you? Like, again, I think bravery is pretty nuanced. Like, it has different definitions to different people. So.
Yeah. Bravery. Gosh, I'm trying to think of I'm just taken aback, Brian.
Sorry. No, it's okay.
What makes me feel brave?
Yeah. Let's go back to the question. Yes. Yeah. Now that you've kind of defined it, what makes you feel like you can step into that gap for children, for students, for the disenfranchised, whoever, right? What makes you feel like you can do that? I've got her in stunned silence. This is perfect.
This is
why we don't ask each other the question first.
Yeah, because
I don't want a canned answer.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. You don't want a canned answer from this. Okay. What makes me feel brave? So I want to say all the things like that for whatever reason, I want to say all the things that are not related to faith. But
what are some of those though?
That it's not true, right? Mm-hmm. It is true. So why I want to say those things is like, mm-hmm. But these are true too. Okay, so it's like what my mom and dad put into me, what my grandparents put into me, the things, the foundations that they laid in, you know, the teachings that they did. Those are true things.
Yeah.
But without God being there and my faith, you know, because I didn't come into faith, like true faith, like I was like truly understood what I was believing until I was married.
Yeah.
You know, and it was my husband that was like, here are the things, you know, and I was like, what? You know, and then learning all that stuff. And so I look at that, I'm like, gosh, that was bravery teaching me or, you know, bringing me to it, you know. But I also look at my parents were brave and what they did.
Mm.
So what makes me feel brave?
Well, I also think, so I'm just going to tack on there, and part of the scaffolding of this question or even how do we take it past just what makes you feel brave, but like, is this something as a family, and this could be the follow-up question or the question you start with, is bravery something that defines our family?
Yeah.
Right? And maybe it's not. That's okay, right?
Yeah.
Like I think it's okay to know where our family values are, and maybe bravery isn't one of those. Maybe the way I define it of like stepping in the gap for somebody, but also having that conversation with your kid. Hey, do we value bravery? I don't know, right? What is bravery? What makes you feel brave, right?
Yeah.
Is just a launching point. And you were talking all about how, it was the bravery my parents showed. Is I think there's a legacy of bravery that's been left for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. But, I think our family does make us feel brave. It certainly makes us feel confident.
Yes.
Right.
See, and that's what I was wondering. Am I saying that's confident or am I saying that's brave?
Mm.
And so, So I don't know, but I like what you said about what does your family value?
Yeah.
You know, is that part of it?
Yeah. And then, two, I think the other thing that, right, if we kind of go to the spiritual side, what makes us feel brave? Like, I feel emboldened and brave to share my faith when I'm sure of it. Right? And honestly, right, I'm not always sure of it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not always sure that, hey, what I'm saying, preaching, doing is right.
Yeah.
And so I kind of need the Holy Spirit. I need Jesus to guide me, direct me, give me some of that confidence, because it is intimidating. It is scary.
It is. Yeah, there's a children's song that we sang a couple months ago about Jesus helping us be brave. And y'all can't see it right now, but I'm doing this position of a brave position that we taught the preschoolers
hands
to say.
Hands on the hips.
Oh, yeah. Hands on the hips going, make us be brave. We can be brave. You know, if you could imagine me singing that song right now.
So let's flip the script. Okay. Here, students or children, here's what I want you to ask your parents. What makes you feel scared?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, if mom and dad ask you what makes you feel brave, I want you to ask them back, what makes you feel scared?
Oh, Brian, that is awesome. I love flipping the script because I think that would be so many more connection points. You know, like, would a kid say to us, you know, like, I feel scared of the monster in the closet, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Or under the bed for Monsters, Inc. or something like that, you know? Like, you know, what makes you feel scared? And then you can find out things, and then you have that common ground of, oh, you know what? I felt that way too at a time. And here's what I did to overcome it. And here's where I saw this. And this is where maybe Holy Spirit helped or God, Jesus, you know, Trinity. There it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, in what way? But that's a really good question.
Well, and I think about, and I've been, again, I work with high schoolers, and I think one of the greatest fears I have for parents, or that I see in parents, particularly as they come to the end, and maybe you can help me with this one because you've walked through it, is when that student goes off to college, there's fear of, did I do enough?
Yes.
There's the fear of, are they ready?
Yeah.
And there's the fear of, oh, gosh, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Right? Like, and I feel that as I watch seniors graduate every year, is that fear, that anxiety riddles me. I'm not ready for it as a parent.
Yeah.
Don't think I will be. But having walked through that, have that been some of your fear?
Yeah.
How did you find bravery in that?
Okay. So I can now answer the question that we've talked through.
Okay.
What makes me feel brave is prayer.
Perfect. Yes.
Is prayer.
Okay.
So it's talking to God. So I, Todd and I have prayed for the moment when our oldest left and went to college.
Yeah.
And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed and we still pray, even though she's in college and done all the things, but we still have her, right? She's still here, you know, so we still get to pray over her and with any of the decisions that she makes or any of the things that she does. That's what makes me brave. Woohoo!
Yeah.
We figured it out.
We figured it out. I also want to challenge this morning, like wherever you're listening, is to actually ask this question and then pray together this time.
Yeah.
I think that's how we bring it back to Jesus today, guys.
Absolutely.
Let's pray for the things that scare us and pray and ask God to bring bravery into those moments. Particularly, I think about all the little kids out there who are scared of something at night, right?
Yeah.
The bump in the night, the dark closet.
Mm-hmm.
Pray with them over that. Mm-hmm. What a moment to capture. Mm-hmm. My wife has done that with our kids, and it has been it's one of our victories, right? It's one of those where
it's the win.
It's the win. We caught that time, right? Is that when you're scared, you pray.
Yeah.
And you pray about it. Absolutely. No, please pray with your kids today.
Awesome.
Do that. I love you guys. Go do that. Catch some time. Talk about what bravery is. Talk about what scares you. And then pray about all of it.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, we'll see you next time.
Yep. This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.